Okay, let's unpack this. We tend to obsess over our Instagram feed, don't we? You know, those perfect squares, the killer reels. But what if I told you that our sources for this deep dive uncovered something really fascinating? People spend, on average, 3 times longer looking at your highlight covers than they do at the first few posts in your grid when they first hit your profile. Just think about that for a second. That's a huge, often overlooked opportunity. So today, we're diving deep into those, well, seemingly simple little circles at the top of your Instagram profile. They're way more than just pretty pictures. They're like a first impression powerhouse, really a cornerstone of your visual identity, whether you're a brand or, you know, just using it personally.
Exactly. And that's our mission for you today. We want to give you a genuine shortcut to being not just aware, but truly well-informed about Instagram highlight covers. We're going to explore the why, their kind of surprising impact on your profile. Then we'll dive into the what styles are really trending in 2025. And finally, the how creative ideas, the absolute best tools, and like practical steps you can take right now to make your Instagram presence truly shine. Get ready for some serious aha moments about this often underestimated detail.
Yeah, that stat about the 3 times longer viewing time really sticks with me. It's why I guess I always thought of highlight covers as sort of a nice to have, maybe. But what our research really drove home is why they're actually critical. So what's the real impact they have in that fleeting first impression, you know, beyond just looking good?
Well, what our sources really emphasize is that in that split second, right, before someone even scrolls down your feed, those covers act like immediate signposts. If they're a mess or if they're brilliant, they tell a story instantly. Have you ever landed on a profile where the highlights were just, I don't know, a chaotic mix of random photos? It feels jarring, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right. So a cohesive, attractive set of covers instantly signals professionalism, attention to detail. They're a subconscious cue, basically guiding your audience, communicating what kind of content they'll find. It reduces friction, increases engagement right from the get-go. And what's fascinating here is how these tiny elements contribute so much to a memorable, easily identifiable profile. They build that visual identity. You probably already know about the power of a strong first impression. We all do. But what our sources really drilled home is how these highlight covers play, like an outsized role. It's not just about aesthetics. It's a subconscious signal of professionalism, attention to detail. For brands, for individuals too, maintaining a consistent visual identity across all touch points is just paramount. And highlight covers, they offer an excellent, often overlooked opportunity to reinforce your brand's colors, your logo, your overall aesthetic. That consistency is what builds brand recognition and, crucially, trust, even before they really dig into your main content.
That makes so much sense when you put it like that. Our sources showed some great examples, too. Like, fashion brands often use really minimalist icons or subtle lifestyle shots that just perfectly match their whole vibe, creating this immediate sense of, you know, chic sophistication. Or think about food bloggers.
Right.
They're leveraging those vibrant food-related icons.
Right.
Maybe a tiny cupcake, a coffee cup icon, a little pasta bowl that immediately tell you, okay, this is delicious content. It's instant recognition. So for your personal brand or your business, what this all boils down to is that every visual element, no matter how small, needs to tell a compelling, consistent story about you. And you want that story to be clear, captivating, and totally aligned with your overall message.
Yeah.
Now, that brings us neatly to the next question, doesn't it? You want that story to be current. Because the visual language of Instagram, those design trends, they're always shifting. So what's fresh? What's grabbing attention in 2025? Here's where it gets really interesting.
Absolutely. Staying updated keeps your profile feeling fresh, relevant, engaging. And yeah, we've seen several standout styles really dominating the highlight cover scene this year. Okay, first up, minimalist highlight covers. Minimalism. It's not going anywhere. It emphasizes simplicity, clean lines, neutral backgrounds. It gives that sophisticated, uncluttered look. Think like a simple line icon on a plain beige background works really well for professional services or brands going for that sleek, high-end feel.
Very clean.
Then we've got gradient and pastel color palettes. These are super popular right now. They create a gentle, inviting, modern look. Imagine soft pinks blending into subtle blues. It adds elegance without being overwhelming. This is fantastic for lifestyle bloggers, beauty brands, anyone wanting that sort of serene, approachable vibe.
Well, I like the sound of that. Very calming.
And icon-based designs are still a staple. They're just universally understood, visually appealing. We're seeing a lot of versatility here, too. You've got line icons for that modern, sleek, almost technical feel. Emojis, which are great for adding a playful, personal touch, makes your highlights feel more human, more relatable.
Yeah, less formal.
Exactly. And then for a truly unique branded presence, custom icons. Designed specifically for you, reflects your content, your personality, no one else will have them. We're also seeing a strong comeback for aesthetic and vintage themes. Nostalgia is a really powerful design driver, isn't it?
Definitely.
So these covers use muted tones, retro fonts, classic imagery, maybe sepia filters, grainy textures, old Polaroid frames. They evoke this sense of timeless charm, perfect for photographers, artists, anyone with a storytelling focus. And finally, for those who want their highlights to really, you know, make a statement, bold typography covers are very popular. This trend uses strong, impactful fonts. It conveys the highlights topic directly, grabs attention super quickly. Think of striking sans serif font just spelling out travel or recipes. Simple, but effective.
So this kind of raises an important question for you listing. Which of these styles truly speaks to your content and your audience? It's not just about hopping on a trend, right? It's about finding the fit that really amplifies your message.
That's a really great point, because I can see the appeal of minimalism for some brands, sure, but for others, maybe like a really vibrant artist or a niche creator, wouldn't minimalism actually kind of dilute their unique personality? Are there times when just following a trend isn't the best move?
That's a really insightful question, and yeah, our sources did touch on that. While minimalism is powerful for clarity, it absolutely has to align with your core brand. You're spot on. For that vibrant artist you mentioned, bold typography or maybe those illustrated icons might be far more authentic, more engaging. It's always about authenticity over just strictly following a trend. Your highlight covers, they're another canvas for your self-expression. I love it, another canvas for self-expression. Okay, so beyond just following general styles,
yep.
How can you make your covers truly stand out, make them reflect your unique brand or personality? What are some of those really clever, creative ideas people are using?
Well, our sources highlight some fantastic, really personalized strategies. For businesses, brand-based covers are incredibly powerful. So integrating your logo, your signature brand colors directly into the covers, it creates that cohesive, professional look that's instantly recognizable. You could use, say, a subtle watermark of your logo in the corner, or maybe a solid background in your brand's primary color with a simple branded icon.
Smart, very professional.
Another really engaging approach is using seasonal and holiday themes. Imagine a small bakery, right? Instead of just a generic specials cover, they update it. Maybe a sparkling snow globe for Christmas. Yeah. And cheerful spring flowers for Easter? Maybe a spooky ghost for Halloween. It's not just design, it's like a conversation starter. Keeps your profile fresh, relevant for promotions or specific content pushes. And if your Instagram is more about lifestyle, then lifestyle and personal aesthetic covers are absolutely key. Use images or icons that directly represent your daily life, your hobbies, your personal style. A travel blogger might use icons of airplanes, passports, famous landmarks. A fitness enthusiast could use weights, running shoes, a yoga pose icon. It makes your highlights feel much more personal, more relatable. And for that truly unique artistic touch, consider illustrated and hand-drawn icons. This style gives your profile a custom, bespoke feel. Stands out from all the generic stock icons you see everywhere. Perfect for artists, designers, or really anyone wanting to infuse more personality in that kind of handcrafted vibe.
You know, with all these established styles, I'm always curious about what's next, what's genuinely pushing the envelope. Did our sources hint at any truly new innovations or maybe surprising trends coming up for 2025?
They absolutely did. And this one, honestly, it genuinely surprised me too. Animated, almost GIF-style cover.
Animated? Wait, how does that even work on Instagram? That sounds like really pushing the boundaries.
It is. Now, okay, Instagram doesn't natively support animated GIF or video highlight covers in the traditional sense. You can't just upload a GIF. But creative users are finding these ingenious ways to simulate the effect. So this could mean uploading very short video clips as their cover image, or using third-party tools that convert GIFs into short video formats that Instagram does accept.
A workaround.
Exactly. It adds this truly dynamic, eye-catching element to your profile. It makes it not just memorable, but almost hypnotic. If we connect this to the bigger picture, it just shows how users constantly push creative boundaries, right? Even within platform limits.
Yeah.
They find ways to make their content more compelling, more interactive.
That's incredible. A real potential game changer for standing out. Now, if you're listening and thinking, okay, but I'm no graphic designer, here's the really good news. You absolutely don't need to be. The tools available today have completely democratized this stuff. It's totally achievable for anyone to create stunning covers. So what's in our toolkit? What are the best tools that can help you get this done?
Indeed. We've got several excellent options, and honestly, each has its own strengths. First, Canva. This is probably the go-to for most people. It's incredibly user-friendly, drag-and-drop interface, huge library of templates, fonts, graphics, many specifically designed for social media. Pros, super easy to use, a really robust free version, tons of pre-made templates to get you started. Cons, maybe less intricate control over tiny details compared to, say, professional software.
Yeah, Canva's great for speed and ease, for sure.
Then there's Adobe Express. You might remember it as SparkPost. This one offers a good balance, I think, between ease of use and more powerful design capabilities. Plus, you get access to Adobe stock photos and fonts. Pros, more professional-looking templates, great if you're already using other Adobe tools. Cons, some of the best features, well, they require a Creative Cloud subscription.
Right, so maybe a step up if you need it.
Okay, for those looking for more creative freedom, more precision, perhaps for building out a really custom brand look, Figma is a powerful collaborative interface design tool. Pros, it's highly flexible, excellent for bespoke professional designs, and has a very generous free tier, which is amazing. Cons, definitely a steeper learning curve. It's more for the design-savvy user or someone willing to learn.
Okay, so more pro level.
Now, if you're designing mostly on your phone, Over, which is now part of GoDaddy Studio, and PixArt are great mobile-first editing apps. Pros, super convenient for mobile editing, lots of features, wide range of effects right there on your smartphone. Cons, can have maybe limited functionality compared to desktop tools, and sometimes the free versions can be a bit ad-heavy.
Good options for on-the-go tweaks, though.
Finally, specifically for icons, don't forget free icon websites.
Yeah.
This is like Flaticon, IconFinder, The Noun Project. They have vast libraries of free and premium icons. You can download icons from there and then integrate them into whichever design tool you choose, like Canva or Figma. Pros, huge selection, tons of free options. Cons, you still need a design tool to actually use them effectively, and this is crucial. Always, always check the licensing requirements before using icons, especially for commercial purposes. You really don't want a legal headache over a little highlight cover.
Excellent reminder. Better safe than sorry. Okay, so that's a really comprehensive toolkit for making the covers. But, like you said earlier, a single great cover isn't really enough, is it? It's about how they all work together, how they tie into your whole Instagram look. How do highlight covers become part of your overall Instagram aesthetic instead of just feeling like, I don't know, isolated little pictures? It's about the whole picture, right?
Exactly. It's all about cohesion. And one of the easiest ways to get there is to use colors that are consistent with your overall profile. Aligning your highlight covers with your Instagram feed colors, your brand colors, it creates that harmonious look, reinforces your brand identity. Avoid using too many wildly different colors. That can make your profile look cluttered, maybe even unprofessional.
Make it tight.
Yeah. And you also really need to pay attention to readability and simplicity. Remember, these covers are viewed as small circles, often on tiny phone screens. Simple designs with clear icons or legible typography are way more effective than overly complex ones. Clarity is absolutely key. Avoid busy backgrounds or fonts that are hard to read at a quick glance. Less is often more here.
Good point. Keep it scannable.
And if you're using templates for your highlight covers, which is a great idea for consistency, use consistent templates for content categorization. Stick to the same layout, the same font styles, the same icon types across all of them. This uniformity helps your audience quickly identify and navigate through your different highlight categories. It improves their user experience significantly. It's like having, you know, a well-organized digital filing system. And here's a true pro-level strategy, something our sources really highlighted. A/B test to assess audience engagement. For those maybe not familiar, that's basically where you try out two different versions of your covers. Maybe one set is minimalist, the other is bold typography. Then you track which set gets more clicks or views. Instagram's own insights can help you see which highlights are getting the most taps. This kind of data-driven approach lets you optimize your aesthetic for maximum impact. You get to really understand what resonates specifically with your audience.
Letting the data guide the design. Smart. These aren't just design tips, are they? They're genuinely strategic insights for your digital presence, turning this small detail into a really powerful engagement tool. Okay, so now let's get down to brass tacks.
Yeah.
How do you actually make these amazing covers and, importantly, get them onto your profile? Let's roll up our sleeves with a practical step-by-step guide.
All right, let's walk through it from the initial idea right through to upload. Step one, choose your style. Before you even open Canva or Figma or whatever, decide on your overall aesthetic. Minimalist, bold type, icon-based. Having that clear vision first guides all your choices later and really ensures consistency.
Okay, vision first.
Step two, select your design tool. Based on that style you chose and your own comfort level, pick the best tool. Canva for ease, Figma for precision, maybe PixArt if you're on mobile.
Got it. Tool choice.
Step 3, create your template. Now, this is crucial, and it's where people often slip up. While the cover appears as a circle on Instagram, you're actually designing it on a 1080 pixels wide by 1920 pixels tall canvas, basically, a full Instagram story frame. The pro tip here is to design your main icon or text well within the center of that rectangle. Leave generous padding around it. Why? Because you don't want your beautiful icon getting awkwardly cut off by Instagram's automatic circle crop.
Ah, the safe zone. Very important.
Step 4, use icons or text. Populate your template. If you're using icons, pick ones that clearly represent the highlights content. Makes sense, right? For typography, select a font that's legible, looks good with your brand, and always, always ensure there's enough contrast between your icon or text and the background so it's super clear, even when it's small.
Contrast is key.
Step 5, upload to your profile. Okay, you've designed them. Save your covers as high-quality PNG or maybe JPG files to your phone's photo gallery. Then hop over to your Instagram profile. Tap on the highlight you want to edit, or you can create a new one. Tap Edit Highlight, then Edit Cover. Select your awesome new image from your gallery. Instagram will let you adjust its position and size within that circular frame. Get it looking perfect. Then just tap Done.
Seems straightforward enough.
Step 6, optimize for image clarity. This is the final polish. Always make sure your final images are saved at a high resolution. Ideally, stick to that 1080 by 1920 pixel dimension. This prevents pixelation, ensures your covers look crisp, sharp, professional on all devices from a small phone screen right up to a larger tablet. Don't let fuzzy covers ruin your hard work.
Right, quality matters.
Yeah.
This comprehensive guide should really make the process smooth and demystify it for you. No more guesswork. Now, before we wrap things up, let's quickly tackle some common questions. You know, tie up some loose ends that our sources predict you might still be wondering about.
Good idea. Okay, first one. What size should Instagram highlight covers actually be? The ideal size, as we mentioned for designing, is 1080 pixels wide by 1920 pixels tall. Same aspect ratio as an Instagram story. This gives you the best clarity and resolution, even though Instagram crops it into a circle for the actual display.
1080 by 1920. Got it.
Next. Can I use animated covers? Well, natively, no. Instagram doesn't support animated GIFs directly for highlight covers. However, like we discussed, the big trend for 2025 is simulating this effect. So uploading very short video clips as covers or using third-party tools to convert GIFs into video formats that Instagram will accept, it's a creative workaround, not native support.
Okay, so possible, but it takes a little extra effort.
Are there free resources for highlight icons? Oh, absolutely. Websites like Flaticon, Icon Finder, The Noun Project, they have huge libraries. Many icons are free, at least for personal use. Just check the licenses. Plus, those design tools we talked about, like Canva and Adobe Express, they often have extensive free icon libraries built right in, so lots of options there.
Plenty of freebies out there.
And finally, how often should I update my highlight covers? Yeah, there's no single hard rule here. It really depends on your content strategy, how your brand evolves. You might update them seasonally, maybe for specific marketing campaigns, or if your brand goes through a significant visual refresh. For personal profiles, maybe update them when your aesthetic changes or when you add significant new content categories. It's really about keeping them feeling relevant and engaging for your audience.
Makes sense. Keep them fresh. Wow, we've covered a lot today. From the surprising why these little circles matter so much to the cutting edge what's trending and the really practical how to create them. It's super clear now that Instagram highlight covers are, well, a small detail that definitely packs a powerful punch.
That's absolutely right. These highlight covers are truly a small but mighty detail. They can significantly impact your profile's overall aesthetic, its professionalism. By thoughtfully designing them, you don't just enhance your visual identity, you dramatically improve the user experience. You make it easier for your audience to navigate your best content, to understand your brand almost instantly. Just remember, consistency and clarity are key. Whether you go minimalist or vibrant gradients, or even try those new dynamic animated styles. Leverage the design tools out there. Many are free or low cost. And please, don't underestimate the strategic value of maybe doing some A-B testing to really see what connects best with your audience.
We really hope this deep dive empowers you to refresh your Instagram profile, maybe boost your engagement, and truly make it stand out from the crowd. Go ahead, try some of these design ideas today.
And as you do, maybe take a second to consider how these seemingly minor design choices actually reflect a broader, really fascinating shift in digital identity. It's about how every single visual element, no matter how small it seems, contributes to your overall curated self-expression, your strategic communication, in this, you know, rapidly evolving online landscape, these choices fundamentally influence how your audience perceives you, how they engage with you, often in ways we're only just beginning to fully appreciate. So maybe ask yourself, what story are your covers telling right now?